Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.
I know that you worked here for 27 years. What was it like 27 years ago when you came to work here at Columbia?
Oh, it was a lot different than it is now.
What was different?
Oh, the whole place. They've almost made the counter and everything over. This counter wasn't curved like this. This counter was straight.
Have you always been a resident of Hollywood?
No.
No. You came about 27 years ago, or?
Oh, I came to Hollywood about 30 years.
And you probably served everyone here in Hollywood. What are some of the names? I know that Dick Van Dyke is a favorite of yours, and who else? You saw Bing Crosby and
Bob Hope.
Uh huh.
I can't think anymore.
I know that some of them come in and ask for you. Did Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, were they friends of yours? Or?
Oh, no. They were just customers. To me, they were just customers.
And this location was probably filled with so many people in show business that they were probably treated like regular people, huh?
Oh, yeah. We make no fuss of them. They don't like that. They're very, very nice to wait on.
How do you feel about this Columbia Cafe closing down? Does it hurt you, or is it?
Well, it doesn't hurt me because I was going to retire in June.
Uh huh.
And then they said we had to get help. They last July, so I said, well, I might as well, work the rest of the time.
You must know that there's been a lot of groups wanting to save this building. How do you feel about that?
I think it's terrible that they're doing this to us. It doesn't bother me because it's not. Like I say, I was going to retire, but the others, you know, and it's a lot of customers that hurts too.
You're not willing to just say this is all part of progress, huh?
Oh, no.
No.
No. I just think it's a shame. Because he can put a parking lot any place. He doesn't have to tear half the block down.
Do you think that this is just worthwhile as a soda fountain and a place to deliver drugs and makeup? Or do you think that this is important enough to call a historical landmark?
Oh, it is a landmark. Historical landmark. It sure is.
And if you were going to go downtown and explain why you feel it's a historical landmark, what would you say?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think a lot. I'd have to think of things to say. I never could say anything right off the top of my head.
I know that, excuse me, go ahead.
No, I would tell them I thought it was awful, you know, they shouldn't do it. But we've tried that. It didn't work.
I know that the prices 27 years ago were different than they are today, but I guess the prices have gone down quite a bit today for a special reason. The last day.
Yeah, the last day. Yeah. The special that we're supposed to have is the hamburger and fries and a chocolate shake for $2. And that's a part of it. Because chocolate shakes are
$25. Now, since all of this began, I guess the news media has come here and asked you every question, huh?
Oh, my. I'm so sick of answering questions. Oh, every time.
How many news reporters have shown up in the last week to talk with you?
I don't know. I think about six or eight or something like that.
Well, perhaps if it had gotten all this exposure a little while ago, this never would have happened. Well, let's hope that...
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. I don't think that, I don't know. The people that own this this place, I think they'd went ahead with it.
Well, listen, thank you for taking your time out to talk with me as one more reporter, and I'll let you get back to your work. But thank you kindly, Norma. I'm speaking to Shabir Mansouri. You are the owner of Columbia Drug.
Columbia Cafe.
Columbia Cafe. Now, you became the owner in 1976.
That is correct.
Now, how did that come to be that you became the owner?
Well, I own the cafe, not the land.
Uh-huh.
The landlord owns the land and the property.
Yes. Now, how do you feel about this change has come about recently?
They're going to turn into a parking lot. That's an awful thing to do to a landmark like this.
There was some idea of something for the Olympics. Do you think that will never come?
I don't think so. That's to me, it's just another one of those statements that people make to divert from the actual happening of it.
I understand that some people from CBS own this property.
No.
No?
Pick and Vanoff are the ones who are the landlords.
I see. And do you think that they have better ideas? Tell me what you know about the history of this building.
Well, it was built, this particular place was built in 1928. It's been a drugstore and a cafe, a whole drugstore fountain combination ever since. It has a fantastic history, being a part of the Columbia Studios, where the cowboys used to hang outside, and also all the old movies were made in the Columbia lot. I mean, a whole lot of things.
Well, you've been here to witness some part of history since 1976. Who are some of the people that have frequented this building?
For the last 8 years that I have personally waited on people like Olivia Newton-John, Elliot Gould, Sonny Bono, Val Linden, Dick Van Dyke, and...
Now, are these people you're mentioning, are they regulars?
No, some of them, when they... Dick Van Dyke, for example, every time he came in town, he came in and said hello to Norma.
Uh-huh.
So that would be regular, but they don't live in town, so they don't come here. Whenever they are in the area, they do come and visit us.
This building has a feeling of the, even though it was built in 1928, you mentioned?
28.
It still has a feeling of the 40s in this. It's like small-time town. Do you feel the same way about that?
Definitely. That's why I did what I can in my humble way to create and bring old Hollywood charm back with this, putting all those old pictures on the wall, blow-ups of them, which does help see and feel what it looked like in those days.
What kind of effort has been made to save this building? I understand Hollywood Heritage has been involved. What other groups have been involved in?
I personally don't know. There are people that I've talked to, my sources who are working on it, that told me that they were working on it. I personally have not tried in any way. Direct contacts with those people, no. The indirect ways people have tried it. On their own to save this place.
There's an idea of the facade of this building being taken down and being put up somewhere else in Hollywood. How would you feel about that?
Oh, that would be great. Oh, definitely. I'd be all for it. It's not that I'm bitter about my going out. Absolutely not. I'm bitter about this building being torn down into a parking lot. That's what I'm bitter about.
What are you going to do now?
No idea. 60 days that they gave us is not enough for a restaurant to relocate, find a place while you're paying the rent during those 60 days. Today is the last day. I still have to pay rent until Sunday. I'll use those 2 days to move things out of here, sell them if I can.
When will be your last customer?
Sometime today.
What time will you close?
I'll wait until the free customer or everybody wants to come in.
So you can keep this place open till 12 midnight tonight if there were people there to serve, huh? With all of the attention and the newspapers and the television coming, have you gotten any phone calls of support?
So many phones and stuff. As far as the way from San Diego, San Francisco, a lot of people calling from all of Washington, D.C.
I understand that the regular cast of Barney Miller frequent in here often.
That is correct.
Is that because they tape nearby and came here on their breaks? Out of all these letters and contacts and phone calls that you've received, I can hear the phones going off. Is there any one message that you wanted to share with us?
Oh, I'd like to say to all of those people, thank you so much for supporting it. Thank you so much for patronizing this place. And if it wasn't for their help, I wouldn't have been able to survive. So thank you, all of them.
Well, thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you.
David, how are you?
Good.
I think we're a little behind in those specials, but they turned the gas off for an hour. We didn't have any gas. So we've got the gas.
Where do you want to?
Anywhere you want to. Come over there.
Sure.
Can I have
Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.